You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parsha Zohar, Amalek did a terrible thing. Okay, they attacked us. It was a one-time thing. Mitzrayim kept us a few hundred years. What's up, Shat? Ein akise shalim vein hashem shalim achi mocha zara shal Amalek. Kiyad al keis kod, milchama v'lashem Amalek. He says that Amalek stops the shem Hashem. So he says like this, that the pshat is that Klal Yisrael went out of, after all the Nisim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Aser Makas, and they went out by Yad Ramah, right? We have an exalted hand. They were on top of the world, as we'd say. So Rashi says, what did he do? Kasher Karcha Baderech. They cooled us off. So called, they made us chill out, as you say, in today's language, right? That they entered Klal Yisrael. In fact, later on, that's Fasemet, not later on here, but in Tfasemis, in the Parshias of the Chet Egel, he says that when Yeshua said, Kol Milchama Nishamei, what he says, Kol Milchama, means Milchemes Amalek, that they put into Klal Yisrael that venom, that poison, that they tried to separate them from the Bnei Yisrael. Other countries, other enemies tried to destroy us, tried to do this, that. But over here, they tried to have us be murdered against the Bnei Yisrael. Shom, this Fasema says that the pshat is over here, they went ahead and they tried to sever us from the Rabbeinu Shom, to take away that kesher. That's what it means. When you say a kisei, what's a kisei? You walk into a place, right? You don't feel you're part of the place. You walk into a shul. You don't know anything. You're not sure to sit here, to sit there, to sit there. Till somebody offers you a seat, you know, because maybe you're sitting, this guy's, you know, other people don't care. You know, we know that, right? They just go up front and they sit, you know. And other people, you know, they ask, can I sit in your chair? Can I sit that chair? Can I sit this chair? You know, whatever it is. But till you sit, you don't feel part of the place. That's what a kisei is, right? The kisei is a pshat, that it makes you part of the place. That the Rebbeinu Shem is here in this world. Wow. Through Klal Yisrael. And they tried to sever that. See, he says, that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'ayom b'niach Hashem mekol oyvecha misaviv, timcha zecha malach. He says, what? He says, all the other nations, says, they're going to come to the akara of who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is. Like Rashi says, by Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkein Hashem Echad, that Yahapach Sofer Brura, that all the nations of the world will have a clear language, meaning they'll know, they'll be Mekab, Hashem Elkein Nu, then Lassad Lava is Hashem Echad. He says, so when you see, Maniach B'kol Oivecha, when you get some rest from all the Oivim, when you realize people are starting to recognize that there's Rebbeinu Shalom in the world, right? Like the Noahides days. Hopefully it's a real thing, right? You gave me just too much to read. I mean, welcome upon him.
Okay. It's much more.
Yeah, do me a favor, okay.
It's real, though.
I believe it, but...
And they're doing the Shema.
100%, but I got to finish first learn Torah. So anyway, but Lamaisa is, you see, people are coming, waking up. So he says, "Aniach Hashem kol oyvecha." When you see, then timcha zecha malik. Then you know it's the right time to eradicate a malik. You know that a malik is that once we see there's a tikkun olam, that the olam's coming to recognition. Hashem echad, Shmoy echad. Then you realize that you're getting rid of the malik. Last week we spoke about noshim b'mikra megillah. I'll talk a little about noshim b'parsha zach. Say over. It's a cute vart, a polish of vart that I saw once many, many, many years ago. It's a shena cute vart. I can't say it's emes, but as Adam Gadol said. But let's first start out with this. In other words, the question is like this. Parsha Zachor, the chinuch, says that women are potter from, I think Tafresh Gimel, women are potter from Parsha Zachor. And in many kehilas in Klal Yisrael, it was an accepted psak. It was accepted, especially in Poland, right? It was something, women were not makpit to go to Parsha Zachor, right? In Germany, Oberland, parts of Hungary, they were, because of Nelson Adler held at Dechayim. It's a whole, what does the chinuch say over there? The chinuch comes down and he says, women, since they're not bnei milchama, so they're potter from Zachor. Not talking about Parsha Zachor even. Zachor, the mitzvah of Zachor. They're not bnei mechama. In other words, that the chinuch is saying is that the mitzvah of Zachor is in order to rouse a person to go ahead and fight a malik. And since Noshim lav bnei milchama, mele they don't have the chiyuv to read Parsha Zachar. So Minchas Chinuch already asks, he says, first of all, it's a mitzvah say she'en hazman grama. It's a mitzvah say she'en hazman grama. Secondly is, where do you come up with tamin? Mechatesi come up with tamin in the Torah. The Torah says, Zachar sasha'a sachal malik. Parsha Psha means it's a mitzvah. Everybody has to remember it. And thirdly, he says, who says women don't have to go to war? Right? Maybe women do have to. It's mashin the Gemara. I call yaitzin la milchemes mitzvah. Afilu kala mechupasa. So that already, that's a big shayla.
They don't fight. They don't fight. They're in the support line, the services.
Who says?
It says Rambam says we have chazakah.
Rambam doesn't say. I'll find it before you.
They're in the support services.
I'll find it before you. I'll find it before you. Radva says it. You're right.
Radva says it.
It's not necessarily in the realm. The Radva says, like the Arab women who go and fight, or they support. Kalam Ait says, Kafilu Kalam Mechupasa. So he says, no, what it means, Kalam Mechupasa, means that since the Chosim has to go to war, she's not a Kala anymore. Not Kala Yaitzes Mechupasa means she go out to war, she goes out of being. It's not a sacrifice. The husband's mechuyev to go. She's not a kala. She loses her status as a kala. You can't be a kala. You can't be a kala anymore, right? Rav Moshe Chaim told me that when he was once many years ago, he was by a sheva brachas by the Panavishur was at a sheva brachas, and the person got married on Sunday. Right, the person got married on Sunday. So the shaila is, till when can you make Sheva brachas? When do you make Sheva brachas? Anybody know? When stam is that? If a person gets married tonight, when Shkia, 6 o'clock around, let's say, a person gets married 5 o'clock, till when do you make Sheva brachas? Machlekes Achreinim, Pesachei Tshuva brings it. One pshat is, Sunday, you got married Sunday, 1 hour, that's Sunday. Sunday, month, and so forth, right? And the other sheet is no, because where do we learn out Sheva Brachas from?
Lovin.
And it says we have Malay Shvua Zayis, fill this week up. So he says it has to be full. It's hour to hour.
May says,
right? So the Maisa, we don't paskin that you do. We paskin, you only go according to the day. But for this is important, but for Tachanan, the Mishabura says you could be Mekel, you are Mekel. In other words, next Sunday, if the fellow walks into shul, so you don't say tachanun. That's why some people learn that Mishnah Berurah, and they say, oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, you still call the chasim, you can make Sheva Brachas. That's not true. If you look at the muck of the Mishnah Berurah, it's a...
So if somebody is married Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
You have the ace until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the following Sunday.
Not to say tachanun. Or, this doesn't happen too much, but if a bacha walks in Sunday morning, a big masmid, I tend to go home and stay with your wife a few more hours. Okay, but just stay for mincha so we don't have to say tachba. The Rebbe needs to say there are certain things that an akum can't understand the tamla. Not to say tachanun, you know. That's
what Rav said. If a guy would know what simcha the Jews have, but not say tachanun.
He would be guy, my guy, right? So akupanim, but legabe. This we don't know. The last day is Shabbos. The question is, what about Shalosh Shudas? Can you say Sheva Brachas Shalosh Shudas when it goes over because it's still Shabbos? Right? So there are those who matter. Then is not. So the Panavishra was there, and the people were wanting to make Sheva Brachas after Shabbos, you know, after Shkia, and they were saying it's still Shabbos. So Panavishra Rav said, "Yeah, but she's not a Kala anymore. He's not a Chosin anymore." Shabbos, you want to keep Shabbos, you keep your Shabbos. But the chosin's not a chosin anymore. You lose the status chosin. So that's what it means. She goes in chuppas. Okay. So there's a Russian brachas. Okay, let's take a look at this Russian brachas. The Gemara, it's in the 7th perek. Okay, let's first see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Ma'aseh Reb Eliezer shenichnas beis haKnesses v'lo motza asara. He didn't find 10 people. He didn't have a minion. So v'shichur avdoi. So his meshachar is eved. V'hishlimoi l'asara. And therefore he had 10 people. He had a minion. Right? And it was by his fingers. So Gemara says, how could he do this? Rambam Yehuda called a meshacher avdoi over basay shenema b'leilam b'em tavaydu. You're not allowed to free a slave. It's a derisa pashtus. It's an essay. It says loilam b'em tavaydu. You have to work for you forever. How could he be meshachim? Ledvar mitzvah shiny. Who's for mitzvah? Mitzvah the rabbi. Mitzvah b'baveri. Mitzvah the rabbin shiny. It's a mitzvah the rabbin. Meaning like this: that usually we don't say. Essays doicha alois essay, right? The Gemara always has a klal that my ulme hai essay me hai essay. You have an essay here and you have an essay here. So mamela, one can't push the other unless, right? The other essay is stronger. Essay sheish makares, right? And so forth. Gemara has a few instances. One of them is essay the rabbin. So Belazar was meshachrim for essay the rabbin. So the rush is bothered. Let's read the rush.
Anyway, he was in the Klee about
79 and
he was in a
Tisha,
right?
What?
If he was in
a Klee,
he was having a Klee, right? So if you have a Klee about Isha,
to do what? No, we're
talking
about a minion.
That's what
he was.
I thought
that
his answer
was Chris. Yeah, it was a minion. That's what it says over there.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You tell me. So that's what bothers the rush. What's the mitzvah derais over here? How are you pushing away a mitzvah? The issa. What's this? So let's read the rush. Right, he brings the Gemara. Shenema mitzvah derabim shiny. The olim essay derabim. The ksiv in ekdashti besoch bnei sol. The hainu essay the makatshin Hashem be esara derabim. Vafilu have imilsa derabonin. Going to Shmoy Kadush or Bauchu. Shalom at Sinu Loy Ikmetar. Filochi Doch Esiochit. Alright? In other words, the Rosh seems to be learning that when you say Kadusha, even though there's no such thing as the rice of saying Kadusha, but once you do it, you're Makayim Vinikdash Nibesach when it's a Kima Mitzvah, which is a palace. You're not Machuyav even. It's a Kima Mitzvah of Nikdash Nibesach when it's. Okay? It's a big Chiddush. Zok the Rosh. He says, "The loy mestavoli, the mayri basara deraisa, kugoyin likrais parshas zachar, shuhu min atayra." The mashur bekol inyan ayra, but the rush had a havamina that the situation was. And as he says, there's no deraisa. What's the deraisa? The deraisa over here is parshas zachar, which is what. Oh, 1 second. Let's first. The Rosh is saying it's Parsha Zachar. What's a Pala? In other words, I mean, when do you read Parsha Zachar?
Shabbos.
So how is he freed?
I was able to free him.
What?
I was able to free him.
Right. How's he able to free him?
It's a Shavuos.
What do you mean? He writes a star. He had a star ready? What's the pshat? Rabbi Ramanik all of a Shomer's being discussion once. Well, let's leave that right now. Okay, but Akoponim, the Rosh has a Havamina that's Parsha Zachar, and that's where it fits. So first of all, you need a minion for...
It's
Kriyas HaTorah. That's Kriyas HaTorah, but Zachar...
It's part of Kriyas HaTorah.
No, but... The din of Zachar, as Asher also Chalmalik, how you makayim it?
The Kriya.
How?
Uh-huh.
You have to read it from the Sefer Torah.
Zechira or
November? Well, what's the din? The Rambam the Chinuch. We look at the. That's the war. But where do you? Parsha Zachar, right? Many of us say Sheish Zechiras every day. What's the point of it? It's time to remember. Are you Mekayim Mitzina? Mekayim. You need a Sefer Torah, you don't need a Sefer Torah. Huh? Do you have to read it from a Torah? What? Okay, so I'm not going to tell you over the Gemara, but there's a mashmos a little in the Gemara, but it's not muchuch. Because the Gemara says, Ksav Zaizikaram b'sefer. And you learn Megillah, but it's not, doesn't say over the Pasha Zach, it says Megillah has to be safer. And the Rambam's mashmos, you don't need a Sefer. The Chinuch also. The Chinuch says, how do we yaitz in the mitzvah? How often do we yaitz in the mitzvah of Zachar in the Pasha? In Tafresh Gimel. He says, maybe that's what they want to sack in Pasha Zachar, to be yaitz in the mitzvah with love. Right? In the Rizal it says, Magnavarm brings, that when you say, V'kerav tanu malkeinu l'shimcha gadol. What's the Shimcha gadol? Right? Your big name. Yesh Mei Rabba. So Tosis brings a Max of Vitri. Anybody remember? Huh? That Shmei Rabbo, Shin Mem, and then a Yud, and then a He. It means Shem Yud Kei. Should be. No, it's a question how to read, how to say Yehei Shmei Rabba. Is it Yehei Shmei Rabba? Should the name become big? Right? Or Yehei Shmei Rabba, the big name, should become a Varach. It's two different things. So Tosis says not that way, but the Max of Vitri says, and that's the whole shaila if you write Shmei Shin Mem Hey or Shin Mem Yudke. In other words, is it the Shem Yei Shmei? The name should be Shem Yudke. Rabba should become Vavke because Ein Akisa Shom Vein Hashem Shom Antimocha Zara Shom Malik. They don't allow the Shem Hashem to come out. The Gilu of the Shem of Mefarish, right? So. The Magen Avraham brings that result that when you say you have a rabbi, you should. This one, this is for Loidois, not to speak Lashon Hara, Zechar Miriam. All the Schiras are in have a rabbi. Maimed Har Sinai. Look at the Magen Avraham. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah brings it. Interesting, but many people David Svard in their Siddurim. I think it even says it. Some of the Siddurim, but it says the Kerav Tanu L'Shimcha Gadol be Mechavin to be Yaitza. That means you don't even have to talk about a malik, and you yaitz a schiras a malik. Whereas you have to say, you have to articulate it. The Gemara says it has to be bepeh, but the peh just has to be that you think about a malik. You don't even have to mention the word a malik. So, but that's a shot. So be'emison, if you don't mind, can I have a shulchan aruch or a chayim? I don't know how many chalakim this one is. Probably gimel. I think it's the old set, not the tour. The shulchan aruch. I think it's. The first shelf, busy. No, it's not there? Gimel, I think Gimel. It's the old set, right? Yeah, it's the old set.
Why would it also be called a...
Oh, 1 second. That's a good point. So that's what we're getting. 1 second. Says, listen to this halacha. It's halacha. Magen Avraham brings. It says... in the midst of in the halacha of Dalet Parshius, okay, so it talks about Shkolim and this. So Magen Avraham brings a Chumas Edeshin. The Chumas Edeshin Kosav Berosh Perek Vav. It's a mistake. Perek Zayin Kosav the Esed Daraisa Likros Parsha Zocha Baasara. It's a midst of the Raisa. To read Pasha Zoch, Mitzvah Derayis, to read Pasha Zoch Basara. Right? I think I was into Pasha. We saw the Tais. Did we see him this year? No, we didn't. I don't think so. Maybe. But we spoke about the Taisis that says that Pasha Zoch is the right. The only Kriyas authority I find is Pasha Zoch. Right? So he goes into the whole thing. What is it about? People who don't have. People used to live in a Darf. You know what a Darf is? A village. A village, right? People used to live in villages, you know, in those days. They didn't have minyanim. So he used to come in once in a while. So he says they have to come in for Parsha Zacha in order to get to according to this rush. You need a minyan. It's a pella, right? That you need a minyan. Where do you get this minyan? Where does it come from? So Bemis, in the new Rishonim, they have the Tosfos Rush. It doesn't have what the Rush says, Asara Deraisa. It's Esse Deraisa. The word is essay. I've checked this in quite a few shame. It's quite a few shame. He means to say like this. There's an essay deraisa, and since we do it with the minyan, like we do Shabbos, memela, it has the strength of a deraisa the kiyum deraisa with asara, but not that you need asara. But anyway, that's the rush. So some of you are bothered if a woman is chayev in mikra megillah. Okay, I'm sorry. If a woman is chayev in parsha zachar, why did Rabbi Eliezer have to be meshachar avdai? He made him chayev. If it's the rush has a tzad to say that it's talking about parsha zachar, Aisha. What do you have to free him for? Who told you this? Who says? Macheshes says something totally. No. Look at the Macheshes again.
It's talking about. It's talking about.
Okay, I saw 40. It's talking about Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, not Parsha Zoch. He says.
Yeah, so.
But not. Okay, but not.
Huh?
If
we're saying we're doing a Kaim, it's a true case of
Terry.
You need a Sarah and then for
Kriya Zoch. Oh, so that's the Shaila. If a woman is chayev in Parsha Zocha, you mean she can't be mitzvah, so maybe you can't be mitzvah for never too. So this is what they go into. This question was already the Aruch HaNer's question. And Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, he asks this question. If a woman is chayev, what do you have to free her for? And that's when he goes into what she is saying, maybe because you're in a minyan. So I want to say over, there was a big goyin in Poland. His name was Psachir Hornblas, not well known. Some of you might know him because he's a Judge Hornblas. Right? You heard of him?
Yeah. Jerome Hornblas.
What?
Jerome Hornblas.
Where do you know him from? What?
He had a brother who was a
Nachmaldi. So he's a judge. I met him at a chasson many years ago, and I asked him, are you related to Psachir Hornblas? I'm not sure if he's a direct or from a brother, I don't remember. So he gave me some of his farm. He gave it to me his farm. He was a Mardika Goyen. Rav David Mendelbaum puts out his farm. He was a Mardika Goyen. So this, he does a Mardika Goyen there. It's a Goyenis in Chab. It's very hard to imagine. But this is the question. So he says like this. He says, what age do you become Bar Mitzvah? Who learned that for 13
today.
13 today. And a girl?
Well,
what's the difference? Remember the Gemara? It is a lachem sim, but the Gemara gives Talmud. The Gemara says, because Bina Yaseva Nitna La Leisha. Right? But there's a man down there. If you don't mind muting there. There's a man down there, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, who holds that it's the opposite. A girl is 12, 13 and a boy is 12. Because a boy goes to cheder. Kivin shenichnas b'chochma, nichnas b'amum yisrael. Once you go to cheder, right, then you become a smart, right? The guys who smoke the most are alamdanim, right? Because they're going to get away with not chas v'sholom, you know, chas v'sholom, you know, getting sick. They know how to get around it, right? They're smart. That's for sure. But a kuponim, so 12 years old, a boy becomes Reb Shimon Lazar old, and a girl 13. Okay? But it's machloikas. You remember Nida? It's machloikas tonight. Now, what age does an Eved Knani become chayv in mitzvahs?
I'm not sure. I'm
not. No, Eved Knani?
No,
not a boy.
But a goy is when he's a
bardas. But Evakanani.
Did Evakanani when he's like 6 or 7 years old?
Evakanani. Evakanani is chayv mitzvahs. When is he chayv mitzvahs?
He's not at 13.
What?
He's a boy, so Mestami won't have the dini yisrael that a woman would have. He's chayv like a woman, but it's Mestami age 13.
Or maybe not. This is a question we don't really know what to answer, right? Rabbi Yosef Engel has this shaila, I think before him. He has an interesting, there's a Gemara in Gittin, and the Gemara in the fourth parak in Gittin. So the Gemara says like this, that if you have a half a Eved, half a Ben Chayrin, right? So you have to free him and so forth. But in the interim, what? The Gemara has a shaila, can he eat Truma? Which is, Odin's going to free him. So do you look at it like he's already freed and therefore he can't eat truma? Or do you look at it like like he still owns him and therefore he eats truma? It's a Gemara Shaila, right? What's going on over here? Half of him is what? And therefore, he can't eat truma. Yisrael can't eat truma. He's a czar, so a czar can't eat truma. So what are you telling me he can eat because he's an avid of the half of him? Okay, but he doesn't. But that part is not. That part is not. That's the Shaila. Right? Lisa? Okay, that's different. Okay, but I could pawn him. That's the shot. So, Chaim Kanievsky brings his kasha. Also, he brings from his uncle, Reb Yitzchak Karelitz, Chazanish's brother-in-law, who he had a brother-in-law. Oh, no, Chazanish's brother. He had a brother-in-law, also Karelitz, but Reb Yitzchak, I think, was a brother. He says he wanted a taina that the iser of Zaris is only if you're eating and you're not getting a mitzvah. Since half of him is getting a mitzvah, the man's called getting a mitzvah, that's not iser zar. It's a chiddush. So, Yosef Engel, I heard this from somebody who was at the shia.
What's his mitzvah?
To eat truma. That's an asset. But upon him, like this. I heard this from someone who was a big genius, Oliver Shalom. He learned part of Panavisha, and the Panavisha Rav said in Shir a raya from Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel wanted a taina like this, that it's talking about a 12-year-old Eved Kanani. And Mela, the part of him that's free is a gadol, is a cotton. And the other part is a gadol. So he can eat. That's what Reb Engel says. It's in the Sefer. So Panavir Rav said, he said, it's a Kenish Zayn. Because even if he's a cotton and decided that he's a free person, the gadol in him is not allowed to feed the cotton in him. There's an issa to give loy sachil. That was the Panavir Rav's chap. But anyway, so someone a taina that an Eved Kanani becomes bar mitzvah according to what a woman is. He has all dinim of a woman. Okay? So this is Psachi Armblas said a married the Kazakh. The Gemara here is told by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shechavda. Pshim Ben Eliezer holds that the din is a Isha becomes Gdoila at 13. So, right? At 12, she's still a Ketana. Not like we hold. So he says, this Gemara is going with this Shita. This Eved Kanani was 12 and a half years old. Right? So according to, as far as a woman goes, he's a cotton. As far as a man goes, he's a gadol. So as far as Aisha could be, she is chayv in Parsha Zocha. But this woman was still a ketana because she's under 13, according to Shmuel Elazar. Right? So she could not be mitzvah of dominion because why? Because she's not chayv. How did he make him chayv? By freeing him. Why? Because by freeing him, he became a gadol. And therefore he came mitzvah. That was the chayv. Somebody the kachap. To say that's what the rush means is very schwer, but the
goyim. How do you frame a Shabbos?
What?
Do you frame a Shabbos or not frame a Shabbos?
Whatever he did, he did.
But he was on Shabbos or not on Shabbos?
But that's not to do what I'm saying.
It's not my
goal. I asked that at the beginning.
You got my curiosity
off. What? So you'll be curious. You have the whole week to be curious.
We just were mistaken that to read on Shabbos. Right. They could, in theory, read it on a
Monday. Well, you could kind of this on Monday by the Gilo. I'm
not correct.
Yeah, according to the right, yes, very good.
Yeah, on the
Korean,
during the week, you can do it.
Your Yetzer?
Some say
you could,
like, you can
get some,
yeah.
What? Where'd you look it up? Magen Avraham says not. Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says yes.
But
the Megillah of Yavamelech.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.